It's a great privilege for us, me and my wife and my children, be among you once again. This is my fourth time in this church, and it's a privilege for us as the church in Reya to be your sister church, to be to do the ministry together. And it's a privilege for me to speak here. I'm not very fluent in English, so please, if I do some mistakes, I want you to look for meaning and not so much about wording itself. Today I want to preach about peace. I want to talk about experience peace of God inside of your heart. You know, the topic of peace was not so much relevant for many years in our country, Ukraine. For 68 years, we had no war conflicts. After World War II, we had no wars, no shooting, no death inside of our country. But now, for almost 2 years, we have threats. Many people died. No one exactly knows how many people died, but that runs to thousands of people. And yet, in the world news, this war is not official. It officially does not exist. This exists as a terrorist attack. We have many people are worried what will happen next. So, as never before, we start to understand the significance of peace inside of our hearts. And I know that here you have no war, but still you have to deal with the worries, and there are a lot of things that are aiming, thousands of the things that are aiming to steal your peace. Many people are looking for peace. And you know, my grandmother, she went through World War II and two famines. She told that there is no the hardest things in life as famine and war. She went through different things, but she says those are the toughest. Maybe not. You never went through such a things. I never went through the war, and I was my life was not threatened, and I was never hungry to death. But I still know that even I have everything for life, I always there is many times when I lose my peace. So I think that every person on earth is looking for peace. Are you looking for peace? I think if I could have opportunity to ask many people here, and you would look deep inside of yourself, in your heart, you would recognize that you still not have 100% peace in your heart. You're looking for something. And I know that many of you have come today at this place because this is the place where you want to find peace. This is the place where you want to find calmness. This is the place where you want to find love. This is the place where you want to find forgiveness. And today I want to speak about the experiencing peace inside of our hearts. So, the question that I want to face, if I am going to experience peace in my heart, what steals the peace from my heart? What is aiming to kill the peace inside of me? Many people are trying to look find peace, but they have hard time because they don't understand what God's word speak about peace, where peace comes from. So today, I want to tell you three important points, three important truths. If you are looking for peace inside, you have to have peace with God and with other people. You can never ever experience God's peace inside of your heart if you are not at peace with God and with people that surround you. And this is where challenge comes in. And at the end of my sermon, I will ask you to pray. I will ask you to make decision to become peacemakers. I will ask you to pray and come at peace with God. And I will challenge you to meet the people that you are not at peace with them, so that you can approach them and make peace. These are hard things to do. I have done it myself, and I know what is it. But still, I think this is very important. Two things, if you want to experience the third thing, peace in your heart. So, I have a question for you. Do you have peace with God? Are you at peace with God? Maybe some people are not at peace with God at this place. And I know there are so many people around us that today are running and looking for entertainment. They're looking for comfort, for prosperity. But still, in running after these things, they have no peace. So, but somebody can tell me, it seems I always have been at peace with God. I never did something wrong against Him. Maybe I was not so close to Him, but it seems there was no problem between me and God. There is no enmity in between us. So I want just to read one passage for you from Romans 5:10. Apostle Paul writes these words to Romans, and he says this: "For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son." He says that in the past, he and his audience, they have been enemies to God. And it seems we are missing this point often. We don't think of ourselves as the enemies of God. But God says that He has enemies, and this enemy is Satan and sin. And everyone who follows Satan, and everyone who commits sin, he is an enemy of God. That's why His wrath is being revealed on every wickedness. That's why a person who is sinning can never ever experience peace of God in their own hearts. And this is what God wants to give us. And the passage that was read by Gloria and Pastor Mashkovsky from Ephesians 2:14 through 18 tells us how God, sending His Son, brought peace. He wants to reconcile humanity to Himself. And this is what Paul says in Romans 5:1. "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul says, yes, I was an enemy of God when I was a sinner, when I did what I wanted to do, when I was an unrepentant sinner. But now, I have peace with God. And you have peace with God. Those who have been reconciled to Christ, and those who have been justified by faith through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Paul could say this about himself. He says, yes, I was the enemy. Yes, I have repented and I was justified. I was reconciled and now I have peace with God. So you do. And I want to ask some of you, do you? Do you experience the peace with God? You personally, you can never ever experience that without repenting, without confessing your sin, recognizing yourself as the enemy of God that needs justification and reconciliation. So this is the challenge. And I remember the time when God began to talk to my heart and show me that I am a sinner. I was a 14-year-old teenager, but still I could understand there are so many things I do wrong. I do wrong in my relationship to my mother. I do wrong in relationship to my body. I do wrong in relationship to God's word. So many things. If you become exposed to the word of God, you cannot say anymore that you are good enough, that you don't need reconciliation with God. And there was a moment when God touched my heart, and I couldn't go more without reconciling with God. I fell on my knees asking God to forgive me. So deep in my heart, I never went to stay on my knees and ask somebody for forgiveness. Never ever before. This was the first time that I did in the presence of God. And you know, when I stood up from my knees, I can tell you, I never ever experienced more peace in my heart than at that moment. That was heaven. To understand that you are completely forgiven, that you are Son of God, that you are justified and reconciled. To experience this peace is to experience heaven. And how much you are blessed if you experience, you are experiencing this peace day to day. I can tell it to you today, honestly and openly. I have peace with God. You can experience the peace with God through all your life. As you move further, you will sin again. But God tells us you can still have peace with us, with me. You have to confess again your sins, and you have to repent again. So the life of a Christian is the life of repentance. It's the life of searching peace with God. And today, it doesn't matter if you are a Christian or you are still not a Christian. You have not committed your life to Jesus. I think everyone has to look inside and tell to himself and God, what sins are not forgiven? What sins are not confessed? You need to do this in order you can experience peace with God today at this church, at this church service. So the second thing, peace with other people. You may experience peace with God, but it doesn't mean necessarily you have peace with other people. I know so many Christians that are good Christians, but still, for some reason, they cannot get along with other people around. They are in enmity. Maybe it's not open enmity. They can sit next to one another at church, sing hymns, listen for message, but still, there is something stay in between them. I think if people would just try to make peace in their relationships, that would cure so many couples. Just reconciling would bring their relationships back. So much forgiveness has to happen inside of the church. And we have to be those who are at peace with other people. We have to encourage other people to come in peace. I will tell you one example from my pastoral practice in Ukraine. We have a couple, young couple in the church. And just before they got married, mother-in-law didn't like her daughter-in-law. Does it happen here? Daughter-in-law was not good enough for her son. Mother-in-law thought, my son is worth of some better girl than this one. So she would tell a blessing, yes, you can marry. But I could see on her face, she's not very happy with that. And this young lady felt that. So there was already distance in between them. But as they married, the conflict would grow bigger and bigger. So the result was that they didn't want to see each other. They didn't want to meet. And if this lady, daughter-in-law would come, because she has to come to her mother-in-law, she would keep silent. And there was a problem in the relationships inside of the husband and wife. And I was counseling them. The husband was ready to leave. There was so much tension and conflict inside of the family. He wanted to leave. So there were things we didn't have. We had no control over. And when I was counseling this girl, I told, you know, some of the problems you have with your husband, you really cannot. You did everything you could. She asked for forgiveness. She asked for peace. But still, there was nothing. He wanted to leave. But I told her, you have this conflict with your mother-in-law, and you must go there and reconcile with her. And she says, I did nothing wrong to her. I says, no. No, you did wrong. There was many things. Maybe she did more wrong, but you still did wrong. You sinned against her. And now you have to ask, not for everything, just for your part. You need to ask forgiveness for your part. And I could see how difficult it was for her. Because she felt like she did only 10% wrong, and the mother-in-law did 90% wrong. And I bet mother-in-law thought she did 10% wrong, and her daughter-in-law did 90% wrong. So what happened? I told her, I will go with you. I will be with you. I will encourage you. I will be there as a peacemaker. So we went there. And this lady began to speak. She started to confess her sins, one after another. Mother-in-law started to cry. I could feel how something was changing there in the deepest places in her heart toward this young lady that somehow couldn't make it her happy. So they started to hug each other, cry, and then we prayed together. There was still a conflict in between this husband and wife, but there was a reconciliation within in between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. And you cannot imagine how much it helped to come for this couple back together. So, I think it's so important to have peace with other people. You cannot experience peace inside of your heart if you have no peace in relationships with people that surround you. These are two simple truths, and I think you know them. I just want to bring them to the surface. You understand how important it is now for you, not just to understand these truths, but to do something about these truths. So the Bible says in Romans 12:18, if it is possible, As far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Sometimes you will do everything, but still you will understand. It's just something that another person has to do. But we have to do everything that we can in order to have peace with people around us. Hebrews 12:14 says, "Make every effort to live in peace with all men." So we have been talking with you about peace with God and peace with other people. Now let us talk about the peace inside of your heart, just for a moment. I want to read two passages from Isaiah that I like. They talk about peace. First passage is Isaiah 26:3. "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you." And the second passage, also from Isaiah 48:18. "If only you had paid attention to my commands, your peace would have been like a river, your righteousness like the waves of the sea." You can have peace with God. You can have peace with people. But still, you may not have peace inside of your heart. There is something else that you have to do. You have to trust the Lord. How often just daily worries will take peace? They will steal peace out of our hearts. So, this is the challenge for us, to entrust our lives to God. Believe that He will take care. Whatever happens in our life, we have to entrust ourselves. Doesn't matter how hard it is. We have to say, "God, you know what is better for me. You know what is good for me." It is so important to live in peace with God every day so that we follow His commands. So, what should you do today? What action should you take today? Let's say you have peace with God. You're experiencing this in your heart for so many years. What can you do with this message? I invite you to become a peacemaker. You can help other people to come in that same peace. You can talk to people. Don't be afraid to talk to people. Ask them, what do they feel inside? Do they have peace? It's a very simple question. And you can tell them what I told you. Just cite them these two passages about having peace with God. Maybe you can memorize other passages. And tell them, you may experience peace with God. You can tell your testimony. You can just do what I did here at the church. Maybe you don't have peace with God. So I challenge you today to confess your sin. It's just between you and God. And this has to happen one day. You may be attending the church for all your life. And you could see as other people have experienced that and their lives have been changed, but you have never ever experienced it yourself. Maybe this is the day to do that. Maybe this is the day when God is touching your heart and you feel you are in great need having peace with God. So let's say you have a peace with other people. There is so many opportunities for you to serve as a peacemaker, helping other people to come in peace. Encourage other people, and you can share again your testimony. You can witness to them by saying how much your life has changed when you made the step to ask for forgiveness and reconciliation with other people. Isn't it a blessing to be a peacemaker and see how lives of other people are being changed? And that's very simple. Everyone can do that. Everybody has to do that. Maybe you don't have peace with other people. When you look inside of your heart, you find there several people that you are not at peace. You had a conflict and you never ever resolved it. It's somewhere there in the clouds, but rain didn't go yet. So you need to do some action. It's not about prayer as much. It is maybe you need to take your cell phone and make a call and make an appointment and ask to that person, I want to meet you. Maybe you have to do the same thing the person who was the tax collector? Zacchaeus did, you know? He not only asked for forgiveness, he just bought a present and went back to those person with a present. Presents reconcile people, little present. If you are a husband and you want to reconcile with your wife, buy flowers. And come to your wife and say, please forgive me. Then and then I did wrong to you. I was not right. Please forgive me. I bet she'll forgive you. You can do simple things just to help peace come. And I would like to challenge you to do this today. Maybe you know somebody that has to do this. And he wants to do this. And you maybe just be with that person. Or you can invite somebody to go to somebody else to make a peace. So, Bible challenges us. God challenges us today to make peace. And today, maybe some things that don't go well in your life, and worry is staying in your heart. Maybe something you have to entrust to God today. Your prayer can be very simple today. You can say to God, God, this is something that steals peace out of my heart. Please take it from me. Give me peace instead. So I would like to invite you to pray. And I want to do it in Ukrainian way. When we sing or pray, we stay. And those of you who would like to kneel, this is opportunity for you to even kneel. This can be a very special moment in your life. If you approach God with faith, if you understand that He is here and He is listening to you. So, if you would like to stay or kneel, it's a time for us to do that. So let us pray. I will pray myself, and I hope 300 or 400 or 500 prayers now will go to God, and peace of God will stay here in this place, and He will abide in your hearts. Our dear Lord Jesus Christ, You are the Lord of peace. You have promised to your followers that you will give peace to them. You have given peace to me at this time when I spoke and I preached your word. And I know that here is so many hearts that need your peace. And we want your peace to abide in us. We want to be a people of peace. We want to be a people that make peace. So I ask you to talk to the hearts of people and reveal the sin that is hidden, that people are trying to justify in some way, show them that they need not self-justification, but they need reconciliation with you. For those that are lacking courage to face other people and lack humility to ask for forgiveness, please, at this moment, give them for those who are longing for that. God, help us to minister to other people by helping them to come at peace with other people and with you. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.